and served for breakfast. It had still had that good cream on it.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But we ate that all the time. Mm-hmm. I still like it. Mm-hmm. But you can't get the milk with the cream on.
Hard to get milk with the cream anymore. You mentioned pudding. Did you put anything over the pudding? Rice pudding, did you put anything over that?
Whenever, many a time, like for supper, we just have, my mother would take a big, we always had big cooking utensils. Granite, later on we had tin to start with, and then granite. And take one of these big granite pans and put maybe a gallon of milk in it. And cup of sugar so much sugar and so much same quantity of sugar and rice, and just mix it up a little bit in the cold milk, and then put nothing but cinnamon on top of it, and then be careful that you didn't stir it up or anything after you put your cinnamon, because that put the crust on it, and just let it bake in your oven for a couple hours according to how large it was, how long it had to bake, and then just. And raisins. Oh, we always had raisins. Mm-hmm. That's what made it good.
I see.
That's why we all liked it.
Uh-huh. What else would you have for dessert? What would you make for
dessert? Mother cooked. She made cakes and pies.
Mm-hmm. Did you have much pie, or did they call it cobbler, or what's the difference?
Cobblers, yeah, a lot of we raised our own, nearly all our own berries and fruit through the years. Like I say, we lived on this same place over here now all the time we were growing up. All of us children were growing up right there. And my daddy just kept something planted all the time. He always had a garden and always had fruit, mm-hmm. all kinds of berries. And, nothing was never wet. And we put up fruit by the half-gallon jars. Didn't think of putting them up in pints.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to know more about the fruits and berries that you remember. What did you have?
We had all kinds of berries. We had blackberries, and boysenberries, and eventually we had raspberries. And gooseberries, the best gooseberry pies.
Is that right?
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Is this strawberry?
Always had strawberries, lots of strawberries. But we didn't raise our own strawberries. We'd go out and pick them on the halves or on shares. We had experimental farm out here in the early days of Mena. It was by some farm agency. I don't know, county agent maybe. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, they really had lovely strawberries, and they let you come out and pick them. And if after you picked the first day, they'd tell you if you could come back and pick again. And the idea was they watched to see that you didn't destroy or walk on the strawberries, and that you picked them right. Of course, my mother generally went with us kids, so we picked them right. And the same way with our peaches. We got our peaches by going out to the peach orchard. And they let us...
From that farm?
Well, there was a peach orchard out here for a number of years.
What kind of peaches do you remember getting?
They were Albertas.
Albertas?
That opened up, yeah. Then we'd come home and have a big peach peeling.
Oh, I see.
Mamma would can the peaches.
Did you ever hear of an Indian peach? An Indian peach?
Oh, yeah, but they wasn't very good. None of us liked those. They were red. You could get them, but they were more or less considered wild.
Oh.
But they were hard, and about the only way you could fix them would be to pickle them or fix them. And we never fixed Indian peaches, only just have for Christmas dinners.
I see.
So we'd have a jar of Indian pickles.